Beyond the sandbags east of Kirkuk is one of Daesh terror group's most important strongholds in Hawija. The city, which has been under the group's control since 2014, is currently besieged by the Iraqi army, popular mobilization units, and the Kurdish Peshmerga, with all three gearing up for an impending operation to liberate it.
Hawija is the last safe haven for Daesh. Capturing the city will break Daesh and make the operation to retake Mosul easier. We have regular contact with the Iraqi Army Central Command, and we are coordinating our actions ahead of this battle.
Kurdish fighters on the front line have their guns trained on Daesh. Some of them, who have been monitoring the development closely, describe the increase in people fleeing Daesh captivity as a sign of the terrorist position is weakening in Hawija.
With Daesh's morale on a downward slope, people's fear of the terrorists is disappearing. Hundreds of Hawija residents have already escaped the city. They have told us how Daesh terrorists are no longer as organized as they used to be.
Despite readiness, soldiers will have to wait for the orders before engaging in a battle that could see the end of Daesh in Hawija.
The Iraqi forces are going through their final preparations to liberate the city of Hawija. Although it is a small city, the operation will be decisive, since Hawija is the last remaining stronghold for Daesh Takfiri terrorists in the central Kirkuk province and the penultimate battle before heading to retake the city of Mosul. Ali Musawi, Press TV, Hawija, Kirkuk.